I'm Lodging Editor Kate Hughes. Thank you for listening to Lodging on Demand. For this episode, I spoke with Victor Vesnaver, Global Chief of the Hotel Business Unit at RMS, about how property management systems are helping hoteliers adapt to a new normal and drive success in the current COVID environment.
So, Victor, I want to start with how hotels have been taking a cautious and phased approach to rehiring the staff members that were laid off due to COVID. How can technology, and more specifically their property management system, help bridge that gap and get them back up to speed?
So have you ever wished you had some time to focus on projects that never seemed to rise to the level requiring attention? And so now's your chance, actually, to take advantage of technology that you have in place that maybe you've never really leveraged as much as you could in the past. So automating crucial processes that help hotels survive, that can help hotels survive even during these very challenging times, I think is going to be critical. Keep your eyes open in your PMS for features that can be set and forgotten for a long time. Things like dynamic pricing, where you can, set your pricing, but as conditions change, the pricing can change automatically without having to have manual intervention. Scheduled reports, things that you look at every single day, things like your flash report and sales reports, VIP lists, things that you need to operate the hotel every day, rather than having to worry about running the reports or having somebody run the reports where that person may not be in place for the time being. I think many of those reports can be automated, and challenge your vendors. You may find that some of the reports that you need aren't automated today, but could be. So reach out to your vendors. They're going to be eager to help you through this process. And automate pre-arrival and post-departure communication to the guests. So if you send out confirmation messages, pre-arrival correspondence to make them more familiar about what's going on at your hotel, or post-departure correspondence thanking them for coming, maybe asking them to fill out a survey, all of that can be automated up front. Systems Great. With detailed reporting and integrated accounting, or just even accounts receivables, can really give you the ability to do data-driven decision making at your property today. And it's going to be more important than ever that you get your arms around that data and can react to changing market conditions.
So as we move forward, and we hope that the worst of the shutdowns is behind us, we're still seeing a spike in cases, and many states are reimposing restrictions that may impact who or how many employees can physically be in a hotel. So it's become common practice for office workers to work from home. Can this be practically implemented at a hotel as well?
Yeah, so, obviously hospitality is a high-touch industry. We relish the ability to provide, very personalized services to our guests. But in these days, we have to be a little cautious. And there really are ways to minimize guest contact and minimize the number of employees that you potentially need to have on property. Cloud-based PMS systems today, and other technologies beyond even PMS, give your team the ability to access those systems remotely. So you might want to think a little bit about who absolutely needs to be on site versus who could potentially work from home. Some of them are pretty obvious. Your accounting team, to the degree that they need access to the accounting system and it's cloud-based or remotely accessible, can do that without necessarily being on property. Other less obvious ones might be things like reservations and sales and revenue management. again, if their systems are available and accessible remotely, there's no reason those folks can't work remotely and be very, very productive.
Switching gears a little bit, for those that are staying on property, they're having to contend with updated sanitation standards and more stringent requirements to keep the hotel clean and safe for guests. So how can technology and a PMS system help those still in the hotel stay up to date on those measures and make sure they're meeting the requirements?
Sure. You know, obviously the traveling public has acquired a heightened sensitivity about cleanliness and sanitation, and they want to feel safe in the hotels that they stay in. And it's really up to us as an industry to earn that trust going forward. And it's going to be critical for all hotels to make sure that that trust stays intact, because you want your guests to return, obviously. You know, a cloud-based PMS, again, with built-in housekeeping capabilities and a portal will allow housekeeping teams, that is, to operate untethered using mobile devices. So whether it be the housekeepers themselves getting assignments on a mobile device, or people who are inspecting rooms being able to check them off without necessarily having to congregate, get together, and maintain social distancing even amongst the team, I think is a great alternative. Remote communication between housekeeping staff and the coordinators. So as rooms are cleaned, they are automatically represented as such in the PMS. Will facilitate front desk operations. And also, many of these PMS systems have enhanced their products over the last several months to include things like new checklists that exist in these portals, because the cleaning regimen in each of the rooms now has changed, and you want to make sure that the housekeepers are following that new regimen and ticking the necessary items off the list. You can keep if that functionality exists in the portals that exist within your PMS system, you can keep track of that. Not only for internal purposes, but down the road, if there's any kind of a reporting requirement, it will be there as well.
So as the industry continues to open up, even though cases are rising, people are starting to travel again, and especially going into the holidays, that's going to continue. But it's a very different environment than it used to be for hoteliers. So now hotels are under this huge economic pressure to succeed after many of them were closed. How can they leverage a PMS system to attract business and drive revenue?
Yeah, it's a very powerful tool. And really, it comes down to the data. First off, the travel habits have changed, and the complexion of the business that most properties are seeing today is heavily being swayed towards the leisure traveler, families, people just wanting to get away for a weekend. So, in addition to that, the booking window is shortened. People are making decisions much closer into their travel time. So, they're also not traveling as far. So they're traveling 1 hour, 2 hour, up to maybe 3 or 4 hours worth of driving distance rather than getting in an airplane and flying. So, there's a fair amount of data inside the PMS system that can help you parse who you start reaching out to. You should leverage the PMS system to its internal marketing tools to develop email campaigns to the most likely customers who are going to visit you. And the most likely ones who are going to visit you from an outbound marketing perspective are obviously the ones that have been there before. So you ought to parse through that data and find out, who are your best customers? When was the last time they traveled to visit you? And find out what their interests are and create email campaigns, packages, and programs that you can communicate directly with those, you know, high value customers. It's much easier to reattract an existing customer than finding a new customer. So the PMS can really, really help in that regard. Not only can you, you know, figure out new packages and whatnot based on guest preferences, but you can go and find, you know, who's canceled reservations recently, and maybe there's a reason to reach out to them and remind them that you're still there. Again, as I said earlier, when was their last stay? And, you know, be creative, pull together interesting packages to it that address, you know, some of your clients' specific interests and desires, and reach out to them and hit them at their heartstrings. You know, a fully integrated PMS with its own booking engine should also give you the ability to offer promotional rates that automatically get applied when they book online through your website. So you can take advantage of all of these things to drive maybe some new business, but I think a great way to fill the house today is to chase customers that have been doing business with you in the past.
And there is no question that leisure is really driving this recovery. Families who are on vacation, people going to visit family, travelers like that. Groups.
You know, even something as silly as you don't want to stay in that you're traveling for Thanksgiving and you don't want to stay in somebody's house. You'd rather stay in a hotel potentially.
That is not silly. So moving forward, these are the types of guests that hotels are likely going to be dealing with for the relative near future. Because group business doesn't seem to be bouncing back as quickly. So how can a hotel also use their PMS system to attract the right customers and continue to fill their hotel? And you did touch on that a little bit, but let's go a little deeper.
Sure. So, you know, now's the time for hotels to ensure that their PMS has all of the features and functionality they need to achieve their business goals as, you know, travelers start to return, for sure. You know, consider updating your website. Put relevant information out there about your COVID practices, about programs and packages that you're offering. Make sure that your SEO strategy is up to date and try to continue to optimize that. And, you know, many PMS systems offer, as I said, built-in internet booking engines, and obviously that's generally the most cost-effective way to attract guests. So you need to make sure that that's up and running, and if you don't have one, reach out to either your PMS provider or other third-party products that are available in the industry and take advantage of that, because it's a lot cheaper, obviously, than going through the OTAs. But OTAs have a place in this market as well. You'd love to be able to fill the house using your own web booking engine, but that's likely not going to be possible. So kind of an artful balance between OTAs and your booking engine, I think, is important. Which requires, you know, some channel management capabilities either inside of your PMS or again through a third party product. But you need to strike that balance, and those really are going to be your two primary sources, given that the group business has dropped off quite considerably.
The last thing I want to talk about is how a PMS system can help facilitate social distancing and contactless experiences for the guest, because a lot of the times people think of PMS as a PMS system or PMS as something a front desk agent uses to check someone in. How can it be used to limit that type of contact and limit possible exposures?
For sure. And you're seeing this everywhere, wherever you go, whether it's plexiglass between you and the bank teller or sitting at a bar. Obviously, it is something that's going to be with us for, you know, some time into the future. and guests are going to be looking for that kind of security. You know, the PMS offers or can offer, you know, a lot of ways to ensure that guests don't necessarily have to touch too many things and don't need to necessarily be too close to people. Things like online reservations. We talked about your online booking engine is, you know, a very good example. Being able to check into your room and check out of the hotel without having to stand at the front desk is another one. So mobile check-in, mobile check-out capabilities were a growing phenomenon before COVID, and now that we're in the midst of it, I think those kinds of things have really taken off quite considerably. Self-service kiosks, obviously for checking in, but maybe there's other ways to leverage kiosk technology in the hotel as well. You should be creative and challenge your vendors, not only your PMS vendor, but other vendors that you do business with on how that might be able to assist. Communication with staff through either a guest portal or, you know, there's a number of text-based communication tools that are available today that can significantly decrease kind of face-to-face contact. But I will tell you, having used some of that in the past, you know, you check into a hotel, all of a sudden you get a text message welcoming you to the hotel and letting you know if you have any questions, just respond to Mary or Pete, and they're at the other end of the text message. All of those kind of technologies, again, were available prior to COVID, were starting to take off, but I think have grown in relevance considerably since COVID happened. You know, online transactions beyond even reservations, something as silly as signing a sales agreement. You know, you can do that using any number of different automation tools that allow you to, you know, sign agreements electronically. You ought to take a look at that. They're not very expensive. I think they show a little bit of a forward-thinking approach by the hotel as well, and they're very, very convenient for the guest. Online payment options, touchless payment kind of capabilities to the degree the guest does have to show up at the front desk, being able to pay without necessarily having to pull their card out and swiping the card. Maybe there's something they can do with their mobile phone. All those technologies are available. And, you know, another thing, again, to keep in mind, the PMS has an incredible amount of information in it about your guests, preferences, health conditions often, and you ought to leverage that to, you know, make sure you're ready to receive your guests when they get there. So the room, if it needs special treatment, whether it be green housekeeping or hypoallergenic pillows, whatever it might be, make sure that you get those in place to the degree possible before the guest is there, and they don't have to ask somebody or come seek out some help, some assistance. Much of that can be accomplished within the PMS, but often it requires interfaces to third-party products. So now's the time to kind of inventory all of those things and see what other capabilities you might need. And to the degree you already have some of those third-party products, but they're not, you know, seamlessly integrated with the PMS, you ought to take care of that now as well.
I would like to ask you one more question, which is, the hotel industry has been pretty notoriously slow to incorporate new technologies and rely on new technologies. And I feel like COVID has really changed that. It's kind of forced their hand, and now they're much more open to it. Is that something that you've seen from where you sit?
Yes. You know, the industry is a funny industry. The whole financial structure of the industry challenges it to jump in with both feet often with new programs and new technologies and so forth. But I think this has been sort of a wake-up call to the industry that, you know, in many ways we have been progressive in certain areas, but the industry tends to be very slow to adopt new things. And I think they're at this point we're forced to adopt things very, very quickly. And I see it happening both on the hotel operation side as well as on the technology vendor side. The operation needs new capabilities, whether it be in the form of automating checklists so housekeeping can, you know, do a better job or comply with new requirements, or maybe there's a requirement to report to some health authority that somebody has arrived and has filled out the appropriate forms that you know that they're staying at the hotel. All those kinds of things have started to be developed by the vendor community and are very quickly being adopted by the industry. There's been a huge spike in mobile check-in, mobile check-out kind of capabilities, electronic door locks that have keyless entry, allowing you to use your phones. Again, all trends and activities that were happening prior to COVID, but this has really sort of given the industry a shot in the arm to, you know, look at all those things with a more practical eye and a sense of urgency to get them done. So oddly, I think it's been good for the industry in that regard, and hopefully the trend continues.
Victor, thank you so much for taking time to chat today. This has been great.
It's been my pleasure, Kate.
Thank you for listening to Lodging on Demand. If you want more content like this, please subscribe to our channel. Or you can listen to Lodging on Demand as a podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.